the week's cases for the week ending October 17th, 2025, by Alman Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. SB 483 permits reduction of a three-strike sentence. SB 483, effective 1/1/22, made the elimination of one-year prison priors fully retroactive. Penal Code Section 1170.1, now renumbered 1172.75. SB 483 provided that when a court determines that an individual is serving a judgment that includes one or more of the now invalid priors, that sentence must be recalled and the invalid priors stricken. At the resentencing, the court must apply all current sentencing rules. So how does this work in the context of a third striker who was resentenced under SB 483? Prop 36 changed the law of sentencing on three strikes cases, barring life terms for most sentences imposed after the law's effective date of November 7, 2012. With exceptions not relevant here, Prop 36 did two things. One, barred future third strike sentences unless the new conviction is also a strike, and two, required resentencing of people serving a third strike sentence when the conviction offense was a non-strike, unless the court finds that the person is a danger to public safety. The Cal Supremes refer to this latter issue as the public safety override. The Cal Supremes ruled that SB 483 does not impermissibly amend the California Constitution, in that 483 can be integrated into the three strikes law. If resentencing under 483 would, quote, pose an unreasonable risk of danger to public safety, close quote, the judge should reimpose the third strike sentence. If the judge finds no such risk, the court defendant must be resentenced under the provisions of Prop 36. People versus Superior Court of Guevara, S283-305-10-9-25, Cal Supremes. Peremptory challenge is permissible if no reasonable person would view race as a factor. The DA kicked a black juror off the jury panel. The defense challenges that use of a peremptory challenge under Code of Civil Procedure Section 231.7, which bars use of a peremptory challenge based on race and many other grounds. If you object, the DA has to state his or her reasons for the challenge. If the court finds, quote, a substantial likelihood that an objectively reasonable person would view race, close quote, or another prohibited characteristic, quote, as a factor in the use of the peremptory challenge, then the objection shall be sustained. Close quote, CCP 231.7D. The defense here argues that the judge erred by placing the burden on the defense instead of the prosecution to show that, quote, an objectively reasonable person would view race as a factor in the challenge, close quote. The Court of Appeal rules that the DA only has this burden when the DA relied on a presumptively invalid reason for the challenge. There are 13 presumptively invalid reasons listed in CCP 231.7E. The DA's articulated reasons were the judge's youth, his lack of life experience, and his views about allegations of sexual assault against a famous athlete. These reasons aren't on the CCP 231.7E list. The Court of Appeal denies relief for several reasons. The juror was black, but the defendant is Hispanic, quote, and there is no suggestion that race bore on the facts of the case, close quote. Moreover, there's no indication that sexual assault allegations against famous athletes, quote, are disproportionately associated with race, close quote. Finally, there's no evidence that this DA's office has a history of racist peremptory challenges. In the end, the Court of Appeal affirms. Peel v. Garcia, A165535, filed 9/19/25, published 10/9/25, CA 1st Division 4. Continuous sexual abuse convictions do not require unanimity. Continuous sexual abuse, Penal Code Section 288.5, criminalizes three or more acts of substantial sexual conduct or lewd conduct with children under 14 over a period of at least 3 months. CalCrim 3501 describes the requirement of unanimity usually applicable to criminal charges. You can immediately see the unanimity issue that this statute raises. We've never won that issue on this crime because courts have claimed that this is a crime involving a continuous course of conduct, and that's an exception to the unanimity rule requirement. See CISNA 182 Calap 4th 1105, Gear 19 Calap 4th 86. Of course, other crimes which actually involve a continuous course of conduct are those such as failure to pay child support. That crime occurs throughout the charged period of time. In Ramos 590 U.S. 83, U.S. Supremes applied the federal unanimity rules to the states as a matter of constitutional law, specifically the 6th and 14th Amendments. The defense argues that Ramos means that unanimity is now required for 288.5 prosecutions. This Court of Appeal rejects the unanimity claim, saying that Ramos wasn't about 288.5 crimes. That's true, but kind of non-responsive. We should continue to demand unanimity jury instructions. Perhaps federal courts will agree with us. Peel versus Hill, A168537, 10925 CA 1st Division 3. SB 483 only applies if the defendant is serving time on the prison prior enhancements. Penal Code Section 667.5B used to provide for one-year enhancements to prison sentences for each prior prison term served by a defendant. SB 483, effective 1/1/22, requires the judge to vacate enhancements for prior prison commitments under Penal Code Section 667.5B if the defendant is currently serving time on a judgment that included punishment for the one-year priors. Penal Code Section 1172.75C, formerly numbered 1171.1. This defendant had completed his time for his original sentence and was in prison for an in-custody offense being served consecutively to the initial judgment. The Court of Appeal rules that this defendant was not currently serving time on the enhancement, affirms, and rejects an equal protection challenge as well. Peel v. McKean, E083029, 10925, CA 4th Division 2.